Welcome, everybody, back to the book of Jeremiah and the Old Testament prophets. We are now in chapter 24. 24, the interesting number of saints that are constantly before the throne of God, praising God there in His kingdom in heaven, which will be coming to earth. We're looking forward to that. But here in 24, we have a very good example on how to study prophecy, in that the Lord always gives a similitude with plain speaking. So He figures the Lord gave it to us like this so that we would not only get the meaning through the similitude, but then in case something slipped by us, we would get the meaning through the plain speaking. So in these 10 verses, we have a great example of how the Lord does that. So it's a good schooling in how to study all the prophecies in the 77 books of the King James. Here we have the notes from the translators. We have under the type of good and bad figs. See, there's your similitude. It's actually representing something other than figs. Okay, so we'll get that explained. For He foresheweth the restoration of them that were in captivity, and the desolation of Zedekiah and the rest. And there is the bad king, Zedekiah, that was able to stay there through Nebuchadnezzar and still did not obey. It says in verse 1, the Lord, L-O-R-D, shewed me, comma, and behold, two baskets of figs were set before the temple of the Lord, L-O-R-D, comma. After that, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, had carried away captive Jeconiah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, comma, and the princes of Judah, comma, with the carpenters and smiths from Jerusalem, comma, and had brought them to Babylon. Okay, so what did that just say? The carrying away is already done. But Jeremiah was treated well by the Babylonians. So here, this has been done. Israel's carried away. Now we have Jerusalem and Judah carried away, and we have this similitude going on with the prophet. Okay, listen to this now. Into it says, one basket had very good figs, comma, even like the figs that are first ripe. Pause mark. And the other basket had very naughty figs, comma, which could not be eaten, comma, they were so bad. And again, we've watered down naughty in our language today. Naughty is a terrible, evil word in the Old English King James Bible. So there we have that. Good figs and bad figs here. 3, it says, then said the Lord, L-O-R-D, unto me, comma, what, capital W, seest thou, Jeremiah, question mark. And I said, capital F, figs, capital F, pause mark, the good figs, comma, very good, and the evil, comma, very evil, comma, that cannot be eaten, comma, they are so evil, period. Okay, now we have the new paragraph and the explanation. Again, comma, the word of the Lord, L-O-R-D, came unto me, comma, saying, comma, in 5, thus saith the Lord, L-O-R-D, comma, the God, capital G, of Israel, comma. Like these, capital L on the like, these good figs, comma, so will I acknowledge them that are carried away captive of Judah, comma, whom I have sent out of this place into the land of the Chaldeans for their good. Period. Okay. Now you see how hardship can be for your good. And here we have the people that God sees inside them, the good that can be brought out. And so he's correcting them. This is their guiding their footsteps for their good. And we have lots of examples of saints that were carried away. In 6 it says, for I will set mine eyes upon them for good, comma, and I will bring them again to this land, comma, and I will build them, comma, and not pull them down, comma, and I will plant them, comma, and not pluck them up, period. Okay, now that's a statement. You say, well, could that be the Nehemiah Temple? Well, yes, he did bring them back to rebuild the Nehemiah Temple, but they were plucked up again. See? So this, the real fulfillment of this verse comes with the New Jerusalem in Jesus Christ. Because the Nehemiah Temple was destroyed by the Romans in 70 AD after Christ. So, and everybody was... It was really destroyed. Jerusalem was destroyed. They even went out and got the Essenes on the edge of town, the Romans did. So this wasn't that. This has to do, this fulfillment will not come. It will come in our near future. All right, now if you want more on that exact subject here, and why are we saying that, look at 7. And I will give them an heart to know me, comma, that I am the Lord, L-O-R-D, comma, and they shall be my people, comma, and I will be their God, capital G, pause mark. For they shall return unto me with their whole heart, period. Okay, now you see why I say that is not fulfilled there with the Nehemiah Temple, or even in the Maccabees' time. We had strife, we had people. Look what they did to Christ. Look at all the people there in Jerusalem that hated Christ and tried to destroy him, and did fulfill prophecy and destroy his flesh. So obviously the whole city of Jerusalem was very divided over Christ, and many people just hated him and wanted to kill him. So that didn't get fulfilled here. They didn't get to where they just knew Christ, and he didn't put all this in everyone's heart. So you see how you have to apply these scriptures where they go. This will not totally be fulfilled until it is fulfilled in modern times, in our generation of time. Okay, now we got a new paragraph in 8. And we go to the other side of the fence. And I tell you, people, you say, a lot of people say, well, God don't give up on people. Well, you're wrong. He does give up. He does give up. And if you push him hard enough, he'll give up on you. You push his buttons hard enough. Listen to this in 8. And as the evil figs, which cannot be eaten, comma, they are so evil, comma, and this is parentheses, capital S, surely. Thus saith the Lord, L-O-R-D, comma. Well, L-O-R-D, the end of the parentheses. So will I give Zedekiah, the king, little k, of Judah, comma, and his princes, little p, comma, and the residue of Jerusalem, comma, that remain in this land, comma, and them that dwell in the land of Egypt, period. Nine, it goes on. And I, that's the Lord, back in the scriptures, will deliver them to be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth for their hurt, comma, to be a reproach and a proverb, comma, a taunt and a curse in all places whither I shall drive them, period. Now, if that ain't bad enough, see, you've had that fulfillment. That's why I've had discussions in the last 2 days about all the evil that's in these people. And they got plenty of it. It was prophesied how they be. Listen to what he says he's going to do to the rest of the ones that he's not correcting now. He's not correcting them. What is he going to do to them in all the kingdoms of the earth? And 10 says, and I will send the sword, comma, the famine, comma, and the pestilence among them, comma, till they be consumed from off the land, comma, and I that I gave them, comma, and to their fathers, period. So, we must fear the Lord. There's nobody here that can't be written out of his book. And there's lots of cases of being written out of God's book of life. So he, listen, that's why we got to fear him and obey. And that the benefits of that can't be weighed out in the balances. They just can't. And as you see the good and the bad in these people, this intent here will not be fulfilled completely until our times. As I said, the good gathering and the good people of Judah will not totally be fulfilled until our time and our generation. This here intent, this total consumption of the bad things, as they're called, will not be done completely until our generation. You see, as they were sent all around the firmament to all four corners of the earth, they set up their homes there and did a lot of evil and never gave it up. And there are people that are what? They're ordained for hell. See, if you're not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, you can't get in. You can't get in. Only Jesus can put you back, put you in there in the Book of Life. There's plenty of people that are going to follow Satan, and they are ordained for evil, and you can't reach them. Now, interesting is the numbers that are all through the Bible, that in, what is it, 1 Kings? It's in 2 Kings, chapter 24, it talks about all the evil that Zedekiah did.